This is Jay Sekulow, the topic Iran. Senator Lieberman saying not only a threat to the Middle East, but the greatest threat to the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The United States and the president's made this clear, does not want Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line for us, and it's a red line, obviously, for the Israelis. So we share a common goal here. If we have to do it, we will do it.
What is it?
If they proceed and we get intelligence that they're proceeding with developing a nuclear weapon, then we will take whatever steps are necessary to stop them.
Including military steps.
There are no options that are off the table.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
If they decided to do it, it would probably take them about a year to be able to produce a bomb, and then possibly another 1 to 2 years in order to put it on a deliverable vehicle of some sort in order to deliver that weapon.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. We have major developments going on right now. The issue and topic over the weekend, and we've been working on it aggressively over the weekend, and that is Iran, its nuclear threat. You've got Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, very clearly saying that Iran is a threat. Big story in the New York Times Magazine by an expert that we've had on our broadcast before, Ron Bergman, who's one of the leading experts in Israel, journalists on this issue. Jordan, the threat of Iran towards Israel, we could be looking at a showdown in the next 3 to 8 months that could be huge in proportion. Experts in the United States saying that Iran could be less than a year from getting a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I mean, Ronan Bergman, who again is in our DVD, The Export, he ended this article, long article in New York Times Magazine. I'm going to post some excerpts today on ACLJ.org. But he ended the article, long article, by concluding that after speaking with many senior Israeli leaders and chiefs of the military and the intelligence, I've come to believe that Israel will indeed strike Iran in 2012. We'll talk more about this article, Dad, because very interesting points made about the Israeli leaders. I'll just kind of sum it up before we get to the exact quotes, saying basically the U.S. has gone from trying to prevent a nuclear program in Iran, even their nuclear energy program, to just trying to prevent a nuclear weapons program, and how that doesn't really work, because once you've got nuclear development going on, you can hide the nuclear weapon development and keep moving forward.
Well, it's interesting also that John Bolton, who's also in our DVD, is very, very, very clear on this. Take a listen to this one. This is a statement regarding these UN inspectors that have basically been given no access. Take a quick listen to this.
The UN inspectors, first and foremost, do they get anything done this time or not?
No, I think this is largely a propaganda effort by Iran to try and show cooperativeness and transparency, to buy more time, frankly, to avoid the impact of the new sanctions and to continue to make progress on their...
Yeah, I mean, so they're using this as a stall tactic, and we need to be recognizing that. Our phone lines are open for you. What do you think about Iran? What do you think about Iran and its relationship to impacting the United States, Israel, the entire Middle East? How do you feel about a nuclear weapon in the hands of Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollahs? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, we want to know what you think about the situation with Iran and its nuclear capabilities. What does that mean for the Middle East, for the United States? And is the administration doing enough? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Now, we know direct action has to be taken by both the president and the United Nations. And it's very simple, folks. We need to stop Iran's nuclear threats. Stop Iran's nuclear development and stop them right now. We've got a petition going to the president and the UN. I want you on it. Standing up for Israel, standing up for the United States, and condemning Iran. We'll talk more about that, Pastor, in a minute, too. 1-877-989-2255. Let's take a stand against Iran, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition. That's 877-989-2255. Act now.
Iran is now more of a threat to the world than ever before, on the fast track to developing nuclear weapons. A country that's threatening the lifeblood of the world's economy, interrupting the flow of oil. Iran also at the top of the list when it comes to human rights violations. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and the United Nations that action must be taken now to stop Iran's nuclear development, to stop the threats aimed at Israel and the United States, and to stop the death sentence against Pastor Youssef and release him, his only crime, his Christian beliefs. This is not a time for apathy. This is the time for action. Demand that the U.S. and the U.N. take whatever action necessary to stop Iran now. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment, but let me explain to you what I'm doing here. We are very concerned. I think we're looking at a nuclear showdown. I mean, this could be a game changer for not just Israel, but the entire world, including the United States of America. Senator Lieberman said just that just a few moments ago, that this is the threat to the United States. Let's go ahead and play that, and then I'm going to tell you how I really need you to take some direct action here. Take a listen.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
Here's the problem, folks. We've got to get – the UN's doing nothing. We've got a pastor that is in prison. We're calling for his immediate release. He's got a death sentence hanging over him. That is Pastor Youssef. So we're demanding some things of the White House and the United Nations. We're demanding not only that the nuclear process in Iran stop immediately, but that pastor is released immediately and his family's released and protected and at least able to continue their ministry, and certainly not hung for apostasy charges. We're wrapping that up into one approach we're taking directly to the United Nations and directly to the White House. Here's what I need you to do. I need as many of you as you can go to your phones right now and join me in this fight. I need you with me at the UN. I need you with me dealing with this administration. A nuclearized Iran is not just dangerous for Israel, folks. It is dangerous for the United States. So we've got to take action. We've done research. We know what the legalities are of preemptive strikes. All that research is in place. We are ready to go. I've had legal teams working on this for weeks. We've kept it quiet, waiting to see what's going to happen. Now, everybody this weekend was talking about this, from Leon Panetta to John Bolton, yeah, even to the president. I mean, he understands that the what's at stake here, but the questions with the White House, frankly, are sanctions are not going to be enough. We need every option needs to be on the table, literally, and we need to make it very clear. And that pastor needs to be released while all this is going on. So here's what I need you to do. Go to the phones right now. Sign on this petition. Also, by the way, it's going to the UN, going to the president. But also, you can get information about the Export DVD, our film, on this whole topic of Iran. But I need everybody that's listening to me, I need a big response here, folks, because we've got a week to work, and I need your help. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this petition, ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information up there. You can also sign up online at ACLJ.org. Or simply call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255. The future for generations is literally at stake. A nuclearized Iran is disastrous not only for Israel, folks, but for us in the United States and Jordan. That includes the border of Mexico. All of this is in play right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. I'm going to take a phone call because Rhonda's calling in from California. Says she doesn't want to hear what the U.S. says, but what Israel says. I've got that info in front of me, but I wanted to let her speak. Rhonda, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Rhonda.
I don't want you to tell me what Israel says. I want to hear Israel for myself. And if you guys feel the way you do, then I want to see more. I want to see about Republicans and you as well. Go sign up and go in the service. It seems like you don't want.
Now, Rhonda, now I know that Rhonda's kind of like an anti-Israel person, maybe. For second, Israel's got a military. Third, we're both too old, both me and my dad, to join the military.
But I will say that we've got a lot of people on our staff that are JAG officers who's been on this broadcast many times. David French was hosting last week. He's a senior counsel with the ACLJ. Skip, so that's David French. Skip Ash is who's a senior counsel, runs our Virginia Beach office, colonel in the United States Army. And our lawyer, David Benjamin, in Israel, is a JAG officer in Israel. So our people are serving. Trust me, I don't think they'll take me.
Yeah, and I think what we saw from Rhonda is that real quickly is that she of course tells us the question. She says she wants to hear what Israel says, but she really just doesn't like Israel. Let me tell you what the Israelis have said. They said for their part, this comes from the New York Times. This is not conservative. This is not some pro-Israel newspaper. This is a New York Times magazine cover story this weekend. For their part, Israelis suspect the Obama administration has abandoned any aggressive strategy that would ensure the prevention of a nuclear Iran and is merely playing a game of words to appease them. The Israelis find evidence of this in the shift in language used by the administration from threshold prevention, meaning American resolve to stop Iran from having a nuclear energy program that could allow for the ability to create weapons, to weapons prevention, which means that conditions can exist, but there's an American commitment to stop Iran from assembling an actual bomb. Now, let's listen. I think we heard this. So that's the Israelis. Here's President Obama at the State of the Union backing all of that up, Byte 13.
No doubt, America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
And you see, Dad, the key there, he sounds very pro stopping the Iranian nuclear weapons program, but we have now changed the tone. He is not saying to stop their nuclear program. And once you get a nuclear program, you can get a nuclear weapons program pretty easily.
Very easily, because it's the same materials are used. There's just different ways of producing it. Folks, here's what we're doing. We'll take more of your calls, but this is where we need you, folks. This is where the American people speak out and we get results. We get results at the UN when we work together. We get results in the White House when we demand action. This is not just to protect Israel. This is to protect the United States. And I want to protect Pastor Yusuf, who right now still has a death sentence hanging over his head. So we're going to address all three of these topics at the UN at the same time and with the White House at the same time. But that's where you come in. I can't go there with 200 people, but I sure can with 20,000 or 50,000. So you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And you could really make a difference by signing on with us, standing with us again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 2255, and we'll let you know also how you can get that export DVD to get educated on this. Jordan?
Yeah, let's get right back to the phone calls. Again, another call questioning this, and I've got great information, so that's why we're taking them. Zach calling in from Hawaii on line 5. Zach, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. I have a couple of quick questions. The first one is that why are we afraid of Iran getting one nuclear weapon? I understand that, this is Islamic extremism. But still, for a nation to launch a nuclear weapon is an act of suicide.
Well, I'll say this, Zach, and in talking about the difference between Russia and some others, Russia, we've had this kind of Cold War mentality that moved forward. We both have these weapons. We're in close consultation. But neither of us are suicidal regimes. The Iranian religious belief, which is the Twelver Shia Islam, which is its own version of Islam, is very suicidal in the nature of bringing about the end of the world. That's what they want to do through an act of extreme violence. That would be, in their belief, the destruction of Israel. How do you do that the most easy? You hit a nuclear weapon or two. And by the way, they don't have to launch them. They've got the Shabab 3 missiles that can launch them to Israel, and they've almost got missiles that can get all the way to Europe. They are at a minimum 9 months away from putting this together, and we only have about a year under the most estimates to even significantly stop this program or slow it down. But here's the second part. I'm not so worried about Russians working with Hezbollah and Hamas to do this. This is from the article. Israel's vice prime minister, also in our DVD, The Export, Moshe Yaalon, he said this is not just an Israeli-Iranian dispute. It's a threat to America's well-being. The Iranian regime will be several times more dangerous if it has a nuclear device in its hands. One that it could bring into the United States, the nuclear device. It's not for nothing that is establishing bases itself in Latin America. We know about Venezuela and creating links with drug dealers on the U.S.-Mexican border. This is happening in order to smuggle ordnance into the United States for the carrying out of terror attacks. Nuclear ordnance, Zach. Imagine this regime getting nuclear weapons to the U.S.-Mexico border and managing to smuggle it into Texas, for example. This is not a far-fetched scenario. That is the vice prime minister of Israel, and that is what has to be key. That's why it's different than any of the other nuclear situations in the world. I mean, the rest of the Muslim world doesn't want Iran with nuclear weapons either. This is not like Russia. This isn't like China. It's not even like North Korea.
No, it's not, and it's not a war of where you can, you know, kind of mutual self-assured destruction as we dealt with in the 60s with the Russians. It's not that at all. And Jordan brought up in that piece about the border penetration with Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. That's why we're fighting on those issues too, folks. All of this is related. And I think when you look at this, you have to understand what is at stake. This is the stability of the free world. This is not only a pastor in Iran. This is the entire Middle East in play. This is the United States facing danger, but this is where it comes in, folks. I think that it's very important, very, very important for you to go to your phones right now and stand with me as I battle this out at the UN, as we battle this out with the Iranians, as we battle this out with the White House to get tougher on this and get direct on this. Jordan, there is a sense that the timing is right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the caller called in and said they're not suicidal. What about, you know, Hezbollah, Hamas? These are suicidal regimes. And again, from the New York Times, just so you understand why this directly relates not just to Israel, but to you as an American. According to Israeli intelligence, Iran and Hezbollah have planted roughly 40 terrorist sleeper cells across the globe, ready to hit at any time. And guess what? We know that there were two arrested here, where my home in Washington, D.C., trying to blow up the Israeli and Saudi embassy. So this isn't about just Israel. This is about your own sleeper terror cells in your community, and that you don't want them having nuclear materials to go along with their plans. Call now. Stand up against the nuclear Iran. Tell this administration and the world to do more. 877-989-2255. Call now. 877-989-2255. Your security depends on it.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Iran is now more of a threat to the world than ever before, on the fast track to developing nuclear weapons. A country that's threatening the lifeblood of the world's economy, interrupting the flow of oil. Iran also at the top of the list when it comes to human rights violations. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and the United Nations that action must be taken now to stop Iran's nuclear development, to stop the threats aimed at Israel and the United States, and to stop the death sentence against Pastor Youssef and release him, his only crime, his Christian beliefs. This is not a time for apathy. This is the time for action. Demand that the U.S. and the U.N. take whatever action necessary to stop Iran now. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
J. Secchio Live. Folks, I'm going to put some excerpts up on ACLJ.org from this New York Times Magazine article, Will Israel Attack Iran? It was written by Ronan Bergman, who is in our DVD documentary, The Export. So is the Vice Prime Minister of Israel, who's quoted throughout this. This is a key point. Matthew Kroenig, he's a nuclear security fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations, also a special advisor in the Pentagon from July 2010 to July 2011. He says there's three options. The future can evolve in only three ways. Iran and the international community could agree to a negotiated settlement. That seems unlikely. Israel and the United States could acquiesce to a nuclear-armed Iran and just say, okay, this is how we're going to have to live. Or Israel or the United States could attack. No, nobody wants to go in the direction of a military strike, he added. And this is, again, direct quote. But unfortunately, this is the most likely scenario. So from source after source, from Israelis to Americans who are specialists in this, the most likely scenario, and they're predicting sometime in 2012. It is time to take a stand for Israel. You need to call right now because you're standing up against a nuclear Iran. You're standing for Israel. You're standing up for yourself with these 40 sleeper cells. You need to read this article, folks, because you got to understand, this isn't just about what's happening in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's about what's happened to your town in Texas. I know that they're the Iranian sleeper cells here because they've been arrested here and in New York trying to blow up buildings right in downtown D.C. Call now and take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We got Raj calling from Virginia on line 6. Raj, welcome to J. Secchio Live.
Hi, Raj.
Thank you so much. Your timing is just terrific. It's critical that we know, and further to when I began my call, when I initiated my call, yes, it's not just Iran, but it's all Iran's axes of evil, be it to Venezuela, be it North Korea, be it some elements in Pakistan and elsewhere. It's a global problem, and I'm glad that you're addressing it at the United Nations as well. I'd add to that one encouragement that we deal with the embassies here in Washington, D.C.
True.
Of all the countries are represented here, and we've got to make a very strong representation to them right here.
I think, you know, you bring up a good point. In fact, we'll do that. We will get this these petitions and these demands to the Iranian embassy, which is right there, or they have access in Washington. We'll also get it to U.N. representatives, not only in Geneva, but in New York. But, folks, as Raj just said, this is an existential threat. I mean, this is a huge threat. The compromise on this is none. I mean, they can't have a nuclear weapon, period. And we've got to take a stand here. I got a pastor, not I, but we've got a pastor in jail. We're representing Pastor Youssef. He's in jail for apostasy. Do you think this regime will really hesitate to execute him? Of course they won't. The only reason they haven't is international pressure. Economic pressure needs to be significant. We need to get that pastor released, and this nuclear nonsense with Iran has to stop. ACLJ.org is a great place to go for information and to sign on to the petition, or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. I want you on this petition. 877-989-2255. We're going to win this thing. We're not going to let them get a nuclear weapon. We want to get that pastor out of jail, but I need your help. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go to Barry calling from California on line two. Barry, welcome to J. Secchio Live.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call, and thank you guys for what you guys do. And also, I'd like to thank God for the leadership of Senator Lieberman and those people in Washington, D.C. I've been in the military well over 30 years in the U.S. Army, and one of the
thank you for your service.
Is my concern is if, for some reason, we allow Iran to get nuclearized, and then Israel, which I think they should, either does a preemptive strike or does a strike after some other strike, how are we going to support Israel? And with our weakness in our leadership, that's my biggest concern with our government.
Well, that's where, you know, we're working very hard on that. Now, Leon Panetta is saying the right words, but of course you're always concerned at the politics on this. We don't need to there should be no nuclearization of Iran, period, let alone a nuclear weapon. Here's what I want you to listen carefully. Again, we parse this as lawyers, and I appreciate your service to the country, by the way. Listen to this is Leon Panetta's statement about what the United States and the president has made clear.
The United States and the president's made this clear. Does not want Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line for us, and it's a red line, obviously, for the Israelis. So we share a common goal here.
My concern, Jordan, with that statement, and Barry, you've served in the military, is that's not saying if they try this, if they're already trying it, if they continue this, the sanctions won't just be economic. You can say it just like that. We're not talking about just economic sanctions. We're talking about military action to stop this process because it destabilizes the whole world.
Well, and what we have seen now, Dad, from all of these reports, and they made it very clear, is one, this is not a situation like Iraq. Iran is very open about their nuclear program, their nuclear energy program built by the Russians. They're open that we know that they've got these nuclear weapons sites. They say that they want to destroy Israel. They say that they want to attack our ships. They say they want to close down the Strait of Hormuz. They want to, they've said, as long as these inspectors are here, we're going to stop producing oil. They want the gas prices to go up to $120 a barrel. They are making the threats that amount to an act of war. And you have to understand, as we heard from one of the callers, why would they do something so suicidal? Well, they pay for suicide bombers all the time. It's part of a religious ideology. This isn't communism. This isn't a old school style dictatorship that we're used to dealing with. This is a religious belief that to bring about their savior, the 12th Imam and hidden Imam, a major event must happen that they cause, not spiritual, physical, and they believe that that will be nuclear war, what is the biggest, and it will be nuclear war not just with Israel, but with the United States. It doesn't have to use intercontinental, you know, not have to have ballistic missiles. You can smuggle these in. They've got long-range weapons. They've got nuclear facilities already operating. We need to take it seriously. It's in the New York Times. It's everywhere. This is not just some pro-Israel conservative media. This is everyone in the world saying, we have got to handle this right now.
Well, the time is right now. We don't have time. We're talking about, you know, a nuclearized weaponry in Iran's hands within the year. And everybody's saying this. This isn't just in the United States, not just the Israelis. The Europeans are saying this. The French are saying this. So here's the question. The UN, you got to engage the UN whether we like them or not. You have to engage them because you've got to do these predicate acts. We're working on doing that. That's number one. Number two, and this is really significant, we've got to get the White House to pick up the language, not just rhetoric, but saying it will not happen. Not that's a red line. It will not happen. Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. So what I want you to do right now, everybody that's listening to me as we close the broadcast out, you go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online. You can get information online. We're going to have the trailer from the export posted very soon to the website on the front page, on the homepage. So go to ACLJ.org or call us right now. I need hundreds of you to go to your phones. I want to shut our phone lines down. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. You're signing a petition to the UN and to the president that says, take it out if necessary. 877-989-2255. Stop Iran. Release that pastor. No nuclear weapon. We're not only protecting Israel, folks, we're protecting ourselves. 1-877-989-2255. Remember when the president went after Governor Brewer about the border comments? That's where they're going to come in from, folks. 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.